Going to go to the next interview and, of course, one of the biggest weekends in this man's life when he won the Grand National on Saturday, and we're going to hear the closing stages from Mike Vince.
And Tiger Rolf and Davy Russell and Jigginstown start to go clear in the National. Been chased in second by Pleasant Company. Bless the Wings and Annabelle flying behind them. The Irish have dominated this. Tiger Rolf in front. Pleasant Company is trying to raise one more effort. It's Tiger Roll from Pleasant Company, a horse that's won three Cheltenham Festival races. He is stopping, but he's six or seven lengths clear, and there's nothing Pleasant Company can do. Or can he? He is closing close home. Tiger Roll needs the line. Here's Pleasant Company on the outside. Oh, that is tight between the pair of them. Bless the Wings involved in a photo for third. He was stopping Tiger Roll. It's up to the judge.
Yeah, it went to the judge, but it went to the way of Tiger Roll. I'm delighted to say y'all jockey Davy Russell joins me on the line. Davy, big congratulations to you.
Yeah, great weekend now, thank God. Yeah.
Davy, I suppose, starting out with the race, going into the race, how confident were you going into the race with Tiger Roll?
You know, I wasn't a bit confident, to be honest, Patrick. I thought we didn't know how he'd take to the fences. We knew that he was well able to perform in front of a big crowd, but it's just the Grand National is such a unique race, and we weren't sure how he'd take to the fences. He took to the cross-country chase well in Cheltenham, and he had that little bit of experience over them kind of different style fences, but again, it was another change for him again, and he coped with it really well. He's a fantastic horse.
He really did jump so well. I had a look back at the race this morning. He went from fence to fence very easy.
Yeah, he did. To be honest, now when he cantered down to the start and gave him a look at the first, he sat back in his hocks and he had a good look at it. And you know, once we were over the third or fourth, we were kind of in a nice rhythm, and then we went down to Beechers and, you know, that was the first major test, really, and again, he landed sound at the back of it, and a horse fell in front of him. He just sidestepped him. He's a shocking clever horse, you know. He'd be looking after himself the whole time.
I suppose coming down the canal turn the second time, Davy, going over the Melling Road, you were going very easy. I suppose you were one of the better horses travelling at the time. What were your feelings going down towards the third last?
Yeah, I didn't put a whole lot of thought into it, you know, to be honest. It's just that he was starting to fall asleep a little bit behind Pleasant Company, and I was afraid that if I didn't get upside Pleasant Company, that maybe he might get first run on me or something like that. So I just wanted to get upside him, and when I did get upside, he really locked on the bit and went down. He winged the last. He stood outside the wings at the last, and I went to go and put the race to bed. But it's just not a normal race course, really. Like, it's not a normal race, and it was all way too early. He just got tied up then in the closing stages, but thankfully we had enough in reserve.
I suppose when he started tying up, did you get worried at the line then when Pleasant Company was flying up the outside? Did you think you got there in time?
I was worried, to be honest, because he went by me very fast, and I wasn't sure exactly where the line was, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was worrying a few moments, but to be fair, they called the winner all right really quick.
Yeah, it was, and I suppose when the judge called out your number and the name Tiger Roll, you looked up to the gods. I'm sure you were thinking about your mother, Phyllis.
Yeah, like, it's been an unbelievable couple of weeks for our family here in Yall, and the whole community has gathered around us, behind us, so that has made it a little bit easier. But you know, she was a marvellous woman, and it's just a pity that she's not here to enjoy these days. Like, she was a great woman. She was there through the thick and thin. And I don't know, it's just, we miss her so much. And she was just such a big part of my life.
Of course, you dedicated the win and afterwards to another colleague of yours as well.
Yeah, Pat is just going through a tough time at the moment. And he's got a big fight ahead of him. But anybody that knows him knows that he's well capable of pushing through it.
What does it mean winning the entry Grand National for you, Davy?
Sure, I don't really know, Patrick. Do you know, it's kind of a dream come true. I'm a grown man and I'm talking about dreams coming true. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit fairy tale stuff. You know, you dream of these things when you're a young lad. You don't expect to be a grown adult when they come true. But that's the beauty of our sport. Like, you know, you just never know what's around the corner, good or bad. You know.
You mentioned a story over the weekend about when you were younger, you had kind of entry fences around April time when your father Jerry was mowing the lawn.
Yeah, with a good sized lawn at home, and it was a bit of a disaster picking up the grass, to be honest. There was no such thing as a tractor lawnmower back then, but yeah, we was gathered up the grass there, myself and Sean and a couple of our cousins, and we'd build our own national course around the garden. It was the only time of the year that we'd enjoy doing it, do you know what I mean? So he said, I've been through this 1,000 times before. I think I've won 1,000 grand nationals, do you know what I mean? Definitely a couple of hundred in my dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fantastic achievement for you, Davey. You're going to be this season Irish champion jockey-elect again. I think you're 30 winners clear of your closest rival, Paul Townend. And you're having a fantastic season again so far.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, Gordon's horses are running so well, consistently well all year, and it's great to be a part of that, you know, and Henry de Bromhead and all them different people, John Kiley, and, you know, they're just the people that come to my name, my head, now, but there has been so many, you know. Chad Burns has been a huge part of my career as well, you know, it's amazing.
I suppose starting out as a young jockey, say 20 years ago, riding a point to points, that was the start of your career in racing.
Oh yeah, sure, look, I mean, I only wanted to win the Confined and Killer. They would have done me, you know, or Tala or somewhere around. And, you know, that's all we ever wanted as kids, you know, just ride a couple of point to point winners and survive and become a jockey, and you know, it's got better and better, and just so delighted that it is, and to be able to bring that enjoyment to the family and the community of y'all, you know, they're a great community.
And I suppose, you know, as well, it's been I know it's been a tough time at home, but, you know, being a champion jockey again this season, it really means so much, because I suppose at an age of 38, it's very rare to have a champion jockey, but it's a huge achievement riding over 115 winners for the season.
Yeah, no, it's going great now, and it's just great to be crowned champion jockey now, and I'm looking forward to this kind of the first year and going to Punchestown with no real pressure on, you know.
And I know you've got a love for GA as well, and a great win for the All Boys again last night in the football.
Yeah, that's right. I suppose we're just kind of so, it's hard in the All that there's so many sports, and, you know, we're good at so many things here in town, and it's hard to concentrate on just the one, and, you know, the footballers are always there knocking away, and they put great effort into it, and we're lucky we have some lovely facilities here in town, and we had a great couple of years there with the hurlers and everything as well, so, and it's brilliant to see Bill on the Cork panel, and, you know, it's that raises the whole spirit of the place as well, you know what I mean, so it's great to be a part of that.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure your win on Saturday will raise the spirit of the town again over the next couple of weeks. Look, Davey, big congratulations to you from everyone here at COI at 104 FM, a fantastic achievement by anyone. Great to have a local man to win the Aintree Grand National. Thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.